welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Wealthy Coach podcast. Happy New Year. Happy 2024. Can you believe we made it? We're here another year around the sun. Isn't that wild? I hope you had a really good evening. If you're like me, you did nothing and you were probably in bed at 9 o'clock because you don't really care. But maybe you went to a party or did something fun and hopefully you're not too hungover. Okay. Today, I want to talk about something I've been seeing a lot of on Instagram. So I always engage with new followers. I always want to know, like, what's their struggle? What are they working on? What do they want to launch? And something I've been seeing a lot of lately is coaches wanting to sell ebooks and sell memberships. So I wanted to speak a little bit to that because I actually think that's a pretty big mistake. This might be a little bit of a polarizing episode, but I'm always going to tell you how it is. I'm always going to state my opinion. And my goal is always to help you and help you not make mistakes in your business and actually generate income so you can go full time. You can change lives. Now, I'm not a fan of anything low ticket. And I know there's going to be people who disagree with me. I know there's coaches out there who are all about low ticket. I think low ticket just really isn't worth your time. There are many different reasons to maybe write an ebook, but I never think that we should do it as a way to make money, especially when you're new. Now, there is a time and a place for making money off an ebook, but something we always have to keep in mind when we think of what we're selling is we have to have respect for our current audience size and how quickly we anticipate actually being able to grow that audience. Now, a lot of times when we're newer, we're in the first few years of our business or we're transitioning from our in-person practice to being online, we don't have an audience. Everyone starts with zero audience when they come online. And your audience size really affects what you're going to be able to sell realistically. If you're someone, you're a few years into your business, and maybe you have a big following, you have tens of thousands of followers on Instagram, maybe you get a lot of website traffic, maybe you have a really big podcast. Well, a $20 ebook, sure, that could actually make you really good money. But if you have a smaller audience, maybe you have like 1,000 Instagram followers, maybe you have a few hundred people on your email list, and that's it, then an ebook really isn't going to be worth your time if your goal is to make income and make money. I think that a first goal in any business is to try to make $10,000 a month. The reason why I say that is because I'm talking about $10,000 a month revenue. That's revenue, right? It's not profit. Usually by the time we pay our expenses, we pay taxes, we're going to be making around the $80,000, $90,000 a year mark. And I think that is a respectable income, something we can live off, something that will help us create a bit more freedom in our lives. I think a $10,000 a month goal is really important as a first goal in business, okay? Now, if we want to make $10,000 a month and we're selling an ebook, we would have to sell 500 books per month. It's a lot. If you only have a couple thousand Instagram followers and a few hundred people on your email list, like how are you going to make those 500 sales? And just keeping in mind that in order to make 500 sales on a sales page for a book, you're going to have a lot of traffic. A good sales page conversion, let's just pretend it's like 5%. I can't do math on the spot. I should have had this calculation ready to go, but that's like something like probably 10,000. It might be a bit more. Do the math, but it's like tens of thousands of people who need to land on that page. I just don't think doing an ebook is worth your time unless there's another reason why you're doing it. Maybe you're doing it because it's a goal. You just want to write a book. It's one of your goals that you were going to write a book. You're passionate about writing. You love it. It's easy for you. In that situation, by all means, do it. And it's a great thing to have out there. But until you have a bigger audience, it's probably not going to be a moneymaker. It's probably not going to make you money. And one of the biggest things that people want in the earlier stages of their business is to make money. They want to be able to make consistent income. They want to be able to maybe go full time, maybe quit their part-time job, maybe retire their husband. And an ebook is a really silly way to do that. This is true for anything low ticket. I really don't believe low ticket is worth your time unless you have a bigger audience. And I want to speak to something, just an example from my own business. For my Black Friday sale, I didn't want to put HCA on promo because honestly, the program is way too valuable and it's already underpriced. I think I could be charging like two or three times the price. I didn't want to put it on promo. I was like, okay, what can I do for Black Friday? Because I think Black Friday is a time where people have their wallets out. They're ready to buy. It's a great time of year to take advantage and sell something. I was like, okay, what do I sell the business side of my audience? And so what I ended up doing was I created a DIY course where basically I pulled the content section out of HCA, made a few little changes, spiced it up a little bit, and called it the Social Media Success System. It's a very good course for teaching you how to create content that engages people on social media and helps you get clients. And because it was Black Friday, I wanted to give it for kind of a no-brainer price. Now, full price, $397 for this program, but I ended up charging $147. Now, $147 is way more than $20. $147 is like, what, 15 times, 20 times. Again, I can't do math. I should have had the math done for me. It's significantly more money. And I probably have a much bigger list size than you. I think I have about 7,500 people on my email list, okay? Not a huge list, but probably bigger than yours. Let's just be honest, right? And honestly, it did well. I always make, this is something I think I've talked about this before, but I think this is worth mentioning again, is when I have a goal for a launch, I always have a good, better, best goal. I think that helps us get more in the ballpark because it can feel frustrating where you don't always hit your goal. And so the good goal is like, what's the minimum goal that I'll be happy with? That's my good goal. And then I have a better goal and then I have my best goal. And to be honest, like I don't know if I've ever hit a best goal, but I think that's the point. If you're always hitting your goals, then you're not making big enough goals. You're underselling yourself. And I think it's good to have goals that you don't reach because it keeps you motivated and it also trains your brain to shift what it believes to be possible in terms of what you can achieve. Anyways, I digress here, but I ended up hitting my better goal. I think we did about 30 sales or something like that, right? List of 7,500, 30 sales. What is 30 times 147? Again, I didn't do the math, but I'm going to bring up a calculator right now. Okay, so 147 like ends up being like 4,400 US, probably about 6,000 Canadian. Now, maybe you're thinking $6,000, Kendra. I mean, that's pretty awesome. But look at the size of my list. Now, this is going to sound maybe a little bit snobby, and I hope it doesn't come across like that. But $6,000 for me at the level that my business generates is almost not worth my time. If I was ever going to charge hourly, I would be charging like $1,000 an hour. Okay. And it just kind of felt like for the effort I put into it, and I'll be honest, I didn't put a ton of effort in because I pulled it out of HCA. But, you know, I probably spent a day sort of like tweaking it so that it made sense as a DIY course. Right. And then I probably spent a day or two creating a sales page, writing sales emails, that sort of thing. And in the end, we hit, I think, between the good and better goal. Now that I'm remembering, I don't think we actually hit the better goal. I think we hit just over the good goal. So it was fine. But I was like, I don't know if that was even worth my time. And I don't really do low ticket stuff very often. That was the first time I've done that in a very long time. And I'm kind of like, you know what? I don't think that was worth my time. I think if I'm going to do a Black Friday special again, I'm going to create something that has more value, something that maybe is at the $500 mark. To me, that would be more worth my time. You can imagine, you're like, okay, Kendra, you have a list of 7,500. You made 30 sales at 147, generated 6,000. Oh crap, my list is only 1,000. How am I going to sell this $20 ebook or this $100 course? We really have to respect our audience size. And that's not to say that this type of business model could never be successful for you. I am of the belief that every business model can be successful. It just has to be realistic for your business. And so when we're starting out, you know, doing something like selling an ebook is literally not worth your time. Save it for later in your business when you've developed an audience. And you can build an audience, especially if you're using ads, right? You can build an audience at a decent pace, but it still might take you a few years to build the audience size that you would need to be able to make good money selling an ebook. Now, the next thing I want to speak to are memberships. And I will be totally transparent. I'm not the expert in memberships, but I have had a membership. I had a membership for 2 years when I was a health coach, and I learned a lot from that. Now, the reason I pursued a membership is because I had a colleague at the time who had a really successful membership. And she had hundreds and hundreds of people in her membership, and it was very successful. And I was like, I want to have a business like that. So I decided to create my own membership. But I quickly realized that it was a really hard business model. And in my opinion, the membership business model, I think, is the hardest business model. Now, why is that? Well, first off, most memberships are going to be lower ticket, especially in health and wellness. Maybe you can charge $100 a month. It gets tricky to start charging more. And it depends ultimately like what is actually in your membership and what you're delivering. And you're like, okay, well, that's fine. I could charge $100 a month. And if I can get like 100 people paying $100 a month, I can make 10K. But the problem with memberships are twofold. Retention, which is keeping people in. And that is something I noticed is like, I would enroll new people into my membership, but people would always be canceling. And what is the main reason why people cancel a membership? It's because they're not using it, right? It's because they're not using it. So you have to work really hard to keep up your retention, which means, right, the main reason why people will stay in a membership is because there's constantly new content. What I found when I was doing the membership is I was in a constant state of selling, and it was really hard to sell outside of launch. When it was sort of always available in between launches, I'd make like the odd sale. I'd enroll like the odd person. So it was very much dependent on live launching. And because it was lower ticket, I think at the time, I definitely wasn't 100 a month. I think it was like 67 a month or something like that. Have a launch and I would make like 50 sales, which was great, but that was still only a few thousand dollars. That would be like make like $3,500. Now it would generate some recurring revenue for the business. So that was great. But then ultimately a portion of those people would cancel. So cancellations is this ongoing thing. So I was in this constant state of selling. And then I was also in a constant state of creating content. And because every month I wanted to have something new, because within that membership, I believe we did two Q&A calls a month. And then we did a training call, an education call. And after 2 years, I sort of ran out of topics. I don't know what to do next. Like, I literally have covered every topic. And that honestly felt really draining. It was really draining. And by the end of, I believe, the 2 years, I think I managed to get close to 100 people in it. But, you know, I had people, because I had launched the original founding member price at like $27 a month. And then most people were paying 27 or 47, some people paying 67. So I was generating about $5,000 a month. Now, where I did make my money on this membership, FYI, I just want to be transparent, is because I was a functional coach. I was running lab tests. Within the membership, you could order lab tests and we would create a protocol for you. Now, you didn't get any one-on-one. You would get a Flume interpretation and a written protocol. You would be able to ask questions in the group and come to group coaching calls. And so my money was actually made in upgrades and also through supplements, because I was doing full script, gives you a pretty decent commission. I was making the great majority of my money in supplement commission and lab tests. That was one thing that did work well with for me in a membership. But if you're someone who doesn't have labs and you don't have a lot of upgrades, like it can really feel like a hamster wheel. I really believe like a membership model, it's really hard. And I think the people I know who do it well, they have team. They have people in there doing the training calls for them, right? So it's up to their team members to come up with new topics every month to discuss. Coaches helping them with the Q&A calls, helping them answer questions in the group. And they also have large audiences or big budget for Facebook ads. And where I sort of went wrong here is I was sort of mimicking the business model of this colleague of mine. And what I didn't realize, which I found out later, is she was spending $15,000 a month on Facebook ads to get people into the membership. And because the membership was inexpensive, 57 or something like that, I can't exactly remember, she was essentially breaking even on her ad spend, because her cost to acquire someone to come into the membership ended up being similar to what the membership actually cost. But where was she making her money? She was making her money in the upgrades, right? She was making the money in the upgrades for lab tests, for supplements, for consults, that sort of thing. That's where her income was coming from. So the membership, honestly, like especially, it can be more of a break-even strategy to get people into your business and make money off upgrade. I believe, like I said, any business model can be successful, but when it comes to anything low ticket, like a membership, like an ebook, or even like a cheap course, like you really need the audience size to support it. Because if we think about it, 1% to 5% of your email list will take an action. 1% to 5%. You can imagine if you have 1,000 people on your email list, like what is 1% of 1,000? It's like 10 people. With low ticket, I do believe you need a consistent incoming source of traffic. You need to be running ads. It can be a bit of a stressful business model because sometimes with the ads, you break even. You need to be getting cheap ads. In terms of a membership, you get into a constant state of needing to create new content every month. Though without help, without a team, it can be really, really exhausting. Now that we've talked about this, and now you understand like, okay, maybe it's not the best to sell an ebook or go for a membership at this point in my business. What does make more sense? Selling an online program at a higher ticket price. I will always promote selling an online program at a higher ticket price because you need to make less sales and you don't need a ton of people in your audience to make the money that you want. Let's say you have a group coaching program that you charge $2,000 a month for. You only need to make 5 sales a month to make 10K. That's it. 5 sales a month. And it's also going to require a whole lot less of your time because with a group coaching program, probably only need to do one 90-minute Zoom call a week versus multiple clients in a one-on-one program. That being said, you can run an online program as a one-on-one, and some people prefer to do that, especially if they're newer, especially if maybe they're licensed and they're required by their regulatory board to offer some level of one-on-one. But an online program allows you to charge that higher ticket price, and your online program is very specific to the person that you serve. You have to be niched. And you build that program specifically for that person. They feel like, oh, this program was made for me. It provides the entire step-by-step to getting the result. Plus, it offers support and access to you. Support, accountability, sessions. And that is really invaluable. And I really believe in 2024, this is one of my predictions. I did marketing predictions for health coaches, which was, I believe, episode 207. 2024 marketing predictions for health coaches. One of my predictions is that there was going to be a lower demand for DIY cheap products because at this point, people have been online. They have bought DIY cheap products and they haven't gotten the result either because they haven't committed or it just wasn't that good. I actually think there's going to be an increased demand for online programs. I think people are going to want the full support experience of working with a practitioner inside a program and in a program that is designed specifically for them to solve their problem. And I think they are going to be willing to spend more money for it to get the support and to get the transformation. Because personally, I will never sign up for a membership. Because if I sign up for a membership, I will not use it. I don't use it. I will just let it sit there. I know this about myself. I've signed up for enough memberships at this point to know that I just don't use them. I bought this DIY course. It was something on Facebook ads. And I bought it like 2 months ago. And I believe I spent, it was like $27. And then I think I did the upgrades. So I probably spent somewhere, you know, between $40 and $50. I still haven't opened it. I haven't forgotten about it yet. I have the intention to open it, but it's been 2 months. So let's be honest, I am probably never going to open it. At this point, I know that those low ticket programs like are pointless. They're going to be a waste of my money because I'm just not motivated. I'm not motivated. For me, the money and the transaction is very much a part of my transformation. What I will be willing to invest in is a program that will help me get a specific result and give me access to an expert. I would totally pay for that and I would show up for that. I believe 2024 is really going to be the year of online programs. So if you do not have an online program, you absolutely need an online program. And the good news is I am running my 6-figure wellness offer challenge next week on January 8th. If you were listening to this before January 8th, 2024, I would love for you to join me. I would love for you to join me. And so during these 3 days, I'm going to show you how to create and fill your first online program. We're going to teach you what the things you need to have in place in order to have an online program. You're going to learn exactly what goes into an online program and how to start building it. And then you're going to learn about how to actually market and sell it. And over those 3 days, you're going to get education and then you're going to get daily tasks and then you will get the opportunity to get free coaching from me. And it's completely free. And we did this back, I believe in September. We had so much fun. People were so into it. And I would absolutely love to have you join us. You can just go to kendraperry.net/challenge. That's kendraperry.net/challenge and get registered. And that's all I got for this episode. I hope you found this helpful. And if you want to give this episode a 5 or this podcast a 5-star review, you can go to ratethispodcast.com/wealthy. That's ratethispodcast.com/wealthy. And give me a review. I'd love that. And that's all for today. I will see you next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF.